AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 6, Episode 6 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description. On this episode, we will answer some more listener questions and, of course, draft a new topic. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. One of our regular crew is not here tonight. As of last night, I was notified he couldn't draft, but not by himself, but by Birdo. So if this happens again, he may or may not be replaced permanently or on a week-to-week basis. So in his place, guest drafting for the second time, a last-minute addition, hoping to have a better showing than his last place finish before. But then again, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Egg Shen is here.
What's up? What's up? Glad to be here. Short notice, but I'm always down to fill in whenever needed.
We appreciate that. Hit about 24, not even 24-hour notice to get ready for the draft tonight. To celebrate his three-peat performance, he made an end-of-the-season Rehoboth trip with G-Mon and Mom and the kids. He loves watching his daughter play middle school volleyball, and he's looking forward to attending a wedding with his sweetheart from down south who's visiting. Birdo is here.
It's going for that four-peat, boys.
She's here right now?
Huh?
She's here right now?
No. She'll be here Friday.
I was like, is she being camera shy or what?
Nah. Friday.
12 consecutive hours of drinking with Sir Dilts of Fire this past weekend. He had a great time, but he paid for it Monday. J-Cat is here.
Whew, good times down there in the land of Dilt. You want to talk about hungover like a champ all Monday, man. Like, it was like an out-of-body experience, but wouldn't trade it. It was a good time, man. I'm here. It's been a rough couple days, but hour nap before the pod, so I should be all right.
You can tell us the truth about Dilt. He's not going to listen to this, so.
What?
Whatever.
That is bad.
Absolute great time. Absolute great time.
Gave a secret wink, wink.
He wore sweatpants and long sleeves this week and ate a gazillion cookies. Shine is here.
Still got my bag of fudge stripes and Oreos right here.
That's different. You had ice cream.
I was like, what's different?
Drafting cookies. You kind of have the cookies.
Had a chance at Godsmack tickets tonight. But he passed because it's draft night, baby. Catman is here.
I stand alone in the cookie draft. Sully and the boys are in town, but that's why I would ask. I knew we did Tuesday night. I had a chance to tickets. They were like basically free, but that's why when I'd asked the other day, I was like, are we doing drafting Tuesday or Wednesday? You guys were like, Tuesday. I was like, no Godsmack for me. Only cookie smack.
Yeah.
And I am your host, Eric. Eagles are 3-0. Looking forward to Ocean's Calling this weekend in OC. Ready to see some Alanis Morissette? Maybe she'll sign my Dogma DVD. Or maybe my Full House box set.
Cut it out.
If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and the top of the voting page. tpublic often has sales, so wait for one to save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best day's draft.
Here we go.
Rob's already
here
shaking his head.
Here we go.
I'll just jump right into it. In sixth place, with 3.6% of the votes, a smattering of votes. Comments include, I enjoy celebrating people's birthdays, and Mother's Day should be your favorite. Without moms, we wouldn't be here. And one, it's the best. Two, justice for Catman. Catman's team. No Shorty, it's your birthday. Sixth place.
Y'all don't love your mothers. And everyone that voted has to live with that. So that's all I'm going to say.
It makes me sad that you can't say your go-to saying. So we'll say that for another week.
Say, I'm last.
But in fifth place, comments include, that weekend of the first round of March Madness was epic. Never have I ever consumed so much alcohol in a 96-hour window. We were legendary. I also never met someone that vomited in each of Delaware's three counties in a three-hour time period. That alone takes my vote. He's here tonight. That was his comment. But JCAD's team, 11.9% of the votes, have yourself a day.
And we did. We had ourselves consecutive days of just that was, ridiculousness.
That was epic.
Good time. Sounds like he hasn't changed much. In fourth place, comments include, mostly because of the first day of vacation, love to travel, and Thanksgiving and first day of vacation did it for me. Nothing like family time. Birdo's team, all I ever wanted. Fourth place, 13.1% of the votes.
Finally.
Missed the podium. So close to the podium.
It doesn't matter. After three firsts, that's going to carry you.
Yeah, exactly. Put it on cruise control from here on out.
No, that's how the mighty fall, kid.
Well, they have fallen down the leaderboard today. So.
I don't even know where I'm finishing in these next three. Yeah. But I'm back on the podium, and I could be third, and I'm going to celebrate tonight.
With some cookies.
Yeah, I was going to say, with five more cookies?
You guys want some cookies? In third place, comments include, these stress-free days feel 100% good. And Super Bowl Sunday is a national treasure, just like the Smithsonian and the Washington Monument. Shine's team, stress-free favorites, 16.7% of the votes.
I lied. I really didn't want third place. I wanted more. I was greedy. I'll take the podium finish. Moving on our way up. Sixth, fourth, I think, last pod, third. Getting back on the victory lap here with my cookies.
Moving on out. And in second place, comments include, all days that give me great joy. And Christmas morning magic is the best with kids. Black Friday is for super early morning shoppers with best friends and mimosas. More mimosas if we're at home online shopping. Plus, love buying gifts for loved ones. The kids' birthdays are always busy and fun, full of memories. Love the big parties. Memorial Day kicks off the summer season and lets us know we are close to summer vacation. Retirement, enough said. Endless mimosas now. My team, Toys for Tots, second place, 26.2% of the votes. Kind of makes me happy to say that if he had to win, I'm glad he's not here because F him. That's what he gets. But in first place, comments include, for me, it's the lead up or surprise days. So snow day is great. Christmas Eve, the day before you get presents, supreme. Actually, all of these. This is the first time I've agreed with every choice the person made. Bomar's team, I've seen better days, 28.6% of the votes. Based on the comments, I didn't realize that snow day would be that popular. And I should have realized when you send it to teacher friends, like that's the first thing they saw. And I was like, so but that, that's definitely vein, what carried him.
In that same vein, why is the end of the work week such a fun day? You still have to work. Like, I agree about that. Sometimes
it's a Friday is money. That's all I live for anymore.
Yeah.
Bro, Saturday,
like, Friday at 4:30. Friday 8 a.m. You live it for Friday at 4:30,
right?
Or whatever time you get done.
Not the day.
Friday? No, actually, Friday 11 o'clock for me.
Well, yeah, for you. So.
Sometimes they're the most stressful days at work.
Yeah, I call them fire drill Fridays, man. Sometimes it just gets ridiculous. Everybody wants to wait to the last minute to bring stuff up. I'm like, really? It's Friday. Why are we doing this?
How should he find out? Should he find out by listening to the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. No one acknowledge it. No one.
Nope.
No, he's going to be all hyped then.
Nah, he'll be like, that's right, boys. Finally broke through. First place.
Knocking on the door for a while now.
Before we wrap up the draft, here's what we should have drafted. The day you meet the love of your life. First day on the dream job. Thanksgiving Eve. First day of basketball practice. Slam dunk to the beach. I guess any day. Saturday, the best day of the weekend. The day you adopted your pet. The day you move out of your parents' house. Indigenous Peoples Day. Master's Weekend. New Year's Eve. Juneteenth. Back to school for the kids. New Year's Day. Wedding Day. Graduation. Last day of school. Taco Tuesday. The first day your favorite show starts a new season. International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Free Rita's Day. Tax Return Day. Boxing Day. Bachelor Bachelorette Party Day. Longest day of the year. Labor Day. The end of the day on a day that you cross a ton of stuff off your to-do list. Valentine's Day. 21st birthday. First car purchase day. First day of snowboarding and hunting season. And no longer a virgin day. Those were the days that we should have drafted. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft, without Bomar, with Egg Shen, is the best cookies. Cookies are delicious. They are scrumptious. We eat them all the time. There's so many cookies. Before we draft, make sure that you are specific with your cookie. You need to distinguish between homemade versus a certain brand or store-bought. There are many different Chips Ahoy's or Nabisco's or Oreos, so make sure you're saying which one you want. Obviously, if there's one that kind of covers them all, then we won't argue about that. But there are some that, you know, in general, I don't think there's like, there are a ton of cookies. I don't know if everybody has that many on their draft board. So make sure you're specifying where you can. So with the first pick in the cookies draft is none other than the Catman. 70 points.
Be specific, Catman.
Or be specific.
Oh, I'm aware, boys.
The cookies you eat on your birthday.
I am aware. The cookies that are baked in my house by my wife.
Those are not delicious.
Not J-Cat's wife's cookies or anyone else's cookies. Or
she don't Lydia's bake, cookies, so they would be my cookies.
Or and I thought I was good, like with my first pick here, but then when Eric, we were talking earlier about descriptors and things like that, and I'm like, man, I was going to pick this, but it might already like be a problem. I'm just going to go.
Trust your heart.
Doing a little bit of research. Doing a little bit of research for this cookie. I'm kind of surprised it was only originated in 1938. It's kind of you know, new for this cookie. You would assume it's been around since the, you know, dawning of time.
The dawn of cookies.
Yeah. We have a woman by the name of Ruth Graves Wakefield to thank for this cookie. And it's the chocolate chip cookie.
So
the old standby.
So, are so you
if
going...
I have to say, I guess I got to say the a homemade chocolate chip cookie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because,
yes.
Okay.
It's delicious. It's
and
delicious.
I would even argue.
I don't have a specific brand. So like, I'm not going to pick.
Find the recipe.
But,
you're right. So, Rob. That's perfect. Homemade chocolate chip cookies. The goods.
The goods, yeah.
If we have a specific brand, can we then still draft it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why we're being Pacific.
Yes.
What are you doing? That's terrible, though. Like, I think that's terrible, honestly.
It probably
like,
won't
someone,
happen. But...
So the second pick, someone's like, Mrs. Fields chocolate chip cookies. Like, what are we doing, guys? Like, seriously. Like,
I think it's just because of the limit amount of cookies. Like, I may prefer...
But Rob, a homemade one is better than any other thing.
Yeah,
out there.
You don't have to worry.
Yeah, not with that. No. Homemade.
Specific brand of homemade chocolate chip.
That's a juggernaut, Catman. That's a juggernaut pick.
No, I know, but I'm just
got to grease.
Continue. We'll continue.
You're good. I get what you're saying, but I think because of the limited amount, like I don't think anyone's gonna take another chocolate chip cookie, but might have something else in it, you know what I mean?
I was like, Omar is not here, so I think you're safe.
So the second cookie pick, J-Cat.
Since Catman went and took the goat of homemade cookies, in my opinion, I'm going to go ahead and flip it over to a store-bought cookie that, in my mind, is it's as good as you can get in the store. It's the old staple standby. I remember my little fat rat-tailed head wearing a going nuts when I found out that our good friends brought out a double stuff version of this easily dunkable, wonderful cookie of amazingness. Now, double stuff Oreos is the only thing that is acceptable. Double stuff. I don't want a single stuff. I don't need a mega stuff. That's just ridiculous. But a double stuff is the perfect amount of cream sandwiched between two wonderfully delicious chocolate cookies, served with a cold glass of Moo Juice, and now we're rocking. And it's a sleeve per sitting. There's no four cookies. There's no two cookies. If I'm rocking a sleeve in one sitting every time. And I have a whole sleeve packed into this little thing right here. And I got my milk over in the refrigerator. And halfway through the draft, you're going to hear some munchings. And it's double stuffed Oreos going down.
So just to be clear, you're drafting like Nabisco Oreos, not Hydrox cookies, right?
Yeah, and there's a big – that's the thing. I'm just joking. Hydrox was the original American sandwich cookie. And Nabisco stole it and took it to new heights. And Hydrox has never recovered.
Well, they don't have double stuff though, right?
Yeah. True. I was joking because you kept saying like sleeve as if they were like in these like I get like you're talking about like a row, but I was like a sleeve of Hydrox or like a row of Oreos. Like what's the there's a difference.
Back in the day in the camp store in Tall Pines, they had sleeves of Oreos, like double stuff, like just an individual sleeve, and my little porking hands was grabbing it and rolling. Like, let's go.
And the first two picks are just I don't even know why we are gonna continue the draft because I'm just hoping there's some scraps left. People only vote for their favorite cookie, so it's like, what's the point? So make sure you're voting for your favorite team. Egg, you're going to be voting drafting last because you're in Bomar's slot, just so you know. Yeah. Back-to-back picks, though.
Oh, right, speaking Berto, of Egg, I think that was the last the place that he got the last time he was here was last.
Yeah, that's what was said in my intro.
Thanks for reiterating that.
Just making sure. Just maybe somebody missed it in the intro.
Yeah,
they did not. But if that was the case, he would be drafting first, and this whole draft could have been flipped upside down. But Berto, I know you wanted the double stuff Oreos.
This is where J-Cat is wrong. The mega stuff is the only way to go. There's just no reason to not get mega stuff. The cream to cookie ratio is where it's at.
What would Brimley's calling?
I am. Diabetes. In doing research for cookies, I realized that I don't love cookies nearly as much as you all. Give me a piece of pie. Give me a donut. Give me a cupcake. Give me a
blasphemy.
Cookies are not my jam. And I don't know. This cookie's good. Better with milk. You need to use a fork to make its signature waffle pattern. But just give me a good old-fashioned peanut butter cookie. They all taste the same. Everyone's recipe tastes the exact same.
Every blasphemy.
Every tray that it's on tastes the same. And it's all
obviously never had now Renee Maffa's mother's peanut butter cookie. But I'm telling you right now, if you had, you would never have made that statement that you just did.
I have had your wife's brownies, and they deserve to be on my list that I mentioned a few minutes ago.
I'm like, that's a name so I haven't heard in a long time.
And Ben Kenobi? Obi-Wan Kenobi?
All right. Next up, Shine with the fourth pick in the cookies draft.
I was going peanut butter for sure. That's my go-to.
Wow. Interesting.
Top five for me, for sure.
I'll consider a trade, Shine, as the draft moves on.
You know what, though? I think because peanut butter went third, I want like a good mix of cookies. Not like all one flavor. I need to go... I think this is a popular choice, and I think it would be Bomar's choice if he were here today. I'm going with the white chocolate macadamia.
Mm, yes. From Subway? From Subway?
Yeah, all day from Subway. They're unreal.
Lydia texted it to me earlier. She's like, pick that. I was like, I have it on my list.
White choc mac, get it done.
There, it's fire. Top five, for sure. And like kind of a deep cut cookie, not one that like people think of right away.
First rounder though.
It doesn't come to your mind right away, but when you think of it, you know how good it is.
That's what I'm going for. I'm here like, this is the greatest cookie ever.
I'm hoping when people are looking at the list and they see it, they're like, oop. So now my second round pick has to be on fire too. I hopefully get the voters' attention with that. And then I'm gonna ring them in with the second pick.
I love the inner workings. The inner working of Shine's mind.
You done messed up. I really wish I had two snake picks right now because I don't know where Egg is going to go. But but I have three monsters. I just have to narrow down what I'm going to pick. I'll probably say that this is my second favorite cookie, not my first, because I don't think egg's going to take it. But I think this one will bring more votes, and it's delicious. It's, we got a couple more months before they hit the tables out in front of Walmart. Who knows what they cost now, $7 or so?
Doesn't matter. But still paying it.
There's exactly. And you get like even less cookies now. It's like 12 cookies now. Eating a sleeve, you're eating a whole box. I'm going to have to go with the peanut butter tag along. Yep. Chocolate and peanut butter, we know, has a great track record in drafting. The Reese's Cup draft, it was just a slaughter fest in the candy draft. We had no chance. So I'm going to have to go with the peanut butter tag-alongs, Girl Scout Cookies of America.
Yep. That was my number one should've on my specialties cookie list was that right there.
We should have had it like a no Girl Scout cookies before the third round or something rule.
Yeah, right.
Of course Eric takes like a brand name, like a brand cookie.
Done.
First round.
Chocolate chip cookies, Oreos.
Mr. Christmas Day over there. After
yeah, Christmas well, is great, but I want to tag along.
Swimming, summer act.
Wait till you see my second pick. Oh, okay. Now that you bring that up, bro. What are you complaining about? Keep complaining about it right now.
You picked swimming and riding bikes for outdoor games.
Okay, so the draft was called Fun in the Sun. Oh, I made some notes, by the way. I went back and looked at the results of that draft. Here's what was drafted by not me. Slip and slides, cannonball contests, throwing the football around, trampoline, water gun / balloon fights. So stop hating. How are those games? They're not games, any just as much as mine aren't games. So the hating needs to stop as of episode 56.
Riding
quit
bike.
Hating on the fun in the sun. Riding
you can ride a bike in the middle of winter.
Okay, so you can jump on a trampoline too.
Don't do that, it's too cold.
What are you talking about?
You can swim.
Your stroke's going to freeze.
You can swim indoors.
A
milkshake is not a drink.
I was waiting for it to come back up.
Yes, it is.
Like four episodes ago.
Soften, Robert Croce's hot. Get off my lawn with those milkshakes and your bikes.
Sharding is pooping your pants, for the record.
Obviously, no one argues
that not
anymore.
Because I can still roll on with that.
Eric said obviously, and Jacob's like, no, it's not.
Egg Shen, is yes. A milkshake a drink?
Oh, he's about to be unzoomed. I can boot you right out here.
Truth shall
say, I consider it a dessert.
I'm muting right now, Eric.
So how do you consume it, Egg? How do you consume a milkshake?
Don't question
dump
him.
It on your head and let it drip down in your mouth?
No.
I mean...
Oh, ice cream is a drink now, apparently.
No, because like... I consider it a dessert because like if I'm going for a milkshake, I'm usually going to get that. If I'm going for like burgers and a milkshake, I'm going to get like a water because I need something to like wash it down. Something that's an actual drink.
That's not the question. It's not is it a tasty
leave
beverage.
Him alone.
It's is it a drink? Do you drink it? And the unequivocal answer is yes. Egg Shen,
they give you a suit.
You drink back to back.
Okay. Let's see.
I love how he validated
I'm
me.
I'm cutting that because it's
don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Let Egg Shen talk.
All right. I'm going with first pick. I'm going a lot of big stuff off the board already. I'm going Nutter Butter. I want a peanut butter base cookie. And
peanut
with my
flying off the first round draft boards right now.
With the second pick, man. Do I want to do another brand cookie or a homemade? All right. I'm doing Keebler Fudge Stripes.
Ooh. Yeah.
The one, the rings, right? Where you stick your finger in it and then eat around.
Yep.
Like
yep.
The whole bottom is chocolatey goodness.
Oh, yeah.
They're right there.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. There it is. Shine's got it in the baggie.
You try to get four on all four fingers and just eat them like that. Have bugles on the other hand.
You can never do that, though. The rings. You just take one bite and then you lose like 3/4 of your cookie to the floor.
It never worked well, but you tried it.
5-second rule.
I'm going back to back Girl Scout picks. I ain't scared. This is a divisive pick because people don't either hate or love coconut. And I don't love it or hate it. But Samoas? are off the chains. That caramel goodness. Oh, that some people put them in the freezer. I don't need all that mess. But Samoa's.
It's on my list.
Mm-hmm. Favorite cookie, the Rock, probably. I'm going Samoa's all day. The Bloodline.
Quiz.
The ones.
Quiz time. What were they called before they were called Samoa's?
No. I don't have to show you like Ruth Bader Ginsburg invented the cookie in 1938, like Rob said.
Katie, former Girl Scout, was dropping the knowledge this evening. And she was like, before Samoa, they were called Caramel Delights. And I was like,
ooh. That sounds delicious.
I got a question. Where's all this Girl Scout cookie money going? Every Girl Scout troop I've ever heard, they meet in the bottom of like a warehouse. And what do they use for all this money?
Oh, you know where that
money goes. I think it goes to charity, doesn't it?
Buying berets. They wear like little berets and sashes.
Said at the last pod, Girl Scout cookies are overrated.
Ooh. You also said you don't like cookies that much, so we don't take your word for anything with this draft.
Give me some a white chocolate chip, Rob.
Some white dude on a yacht because you buy the Girl Scout cookies.
Shine, we're back to you. I think it was a reach in the first round, Shine.
No, it definitely was not a reach. You keep your.
You tried to steal a pick from Bomar, and he's not even here. You were like, "I'm going to take this because I think Bomar was."
I just felt like it was a Bomar pick. He'd definitely go for that white chocolate.
That is a Bomar pick
with some raspberry sorbet or whatever he wants to eat with.
Yeah. I don't know if things are going to come back to me. I don't think these will come back, so I'm going to go with them because I think there's only one Girl Scout cookie worth left to draft. Yep, I'm taking them. Girl Scout cookie, thin mints.
Yeah.
Talking about earlier eating a whole sleeve. I mean, that's not even the question. Is if you're eating one whole sleeve, can you down both?
Do you put them in the freezer?
But the sleeves have been getting shorter every year as the price of them have been going up. Getting mad.
Overrated.
I don't like the freezer stuff. Candy bars in the freezer and cookies. I ain't down for that. I want the chewy.
I don't. Most things, but a frozen Reese's peanut butter cup is out of this world.
I want it like melting. So good. I'd rather have it melted than frozen.
Ew.
Thin mints are delicious. I feel like I used to like them a lot more when I was younger. That like minty flavor. I feel like they're just like all cookie now with like a subtle hint. They need more mint. Bring back the mint.
Bring back the regular sleeve.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're back to you, Birdo.
I'm going to give a throwback to episode one. What's the most popular cereal out there?
Is that even alive for episode one?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What's on Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Cinnamon and sugar. What cookie embodies the cinnamon and sugar? Give me the Snickers.
Dang it. Dang, you sniped it right before I was going to pick it.
Snickerdoodle.
And you definitely sniped Double Stuff Oreos right before Bobby was going to take it.
Yeah.
In the third round.
Ah, well played.
I consider a trade. I will consider trades.
Nah, buddy, I got cookies for days over here, man.
Snickerdoodles are solid. You know, nice Food Lion snickerdoodle.
And even the store-bought ones taste like homemade. Like, you can't mess up a snickerdoodle.
J-Cat.
That just takes me in a whole different direction, man.
I got I'm like dying to get in this late round. I could love to see your draft boards right now.
This elegant, crisp, and delicious cookie comes in a bag from our good friends at the Farm de Pepperidge.
Oh.
It is dark chocolate and this crumbly, beautiful cookie, and it's sandwiched together. And it's like my favorite Who's the Boss actress, but it's just a Milano instead of an Alyssa Milano. the dark chocolate Pepperidge Farm Milano cookie is almost cookie perfection, man. It's sweet enough. It's crispy. It's just crunchy. It's wonderful. So we're going to pull out the old Pepperidge Farm. You know who remembers? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
But what would make
I've ever eaten one of those.
J-Cat, what would make it perfection if it's almost perfection? What's it need? Sprinkles?
They're small, in my opinion. Like, if as big as my head, it would be perfect.
The shape. Maybe flatten that a little bit more. Okay. I hear that.
J-Cat, the question is, as I was looking at a picture of it, just to get another like visual, if there's dark chocolate and milk chocolate, are you specifically drafting the milk dark chocolate, or you were just saying it's your favorite?
No, I'm specifically, I like the dark chocolate better.
All right. Because you don't, I don't think you have to specify for that. But
no, but I just think that the contrast of the dark chocolate and the cookie together, it works better for me. It's just it's a nice balance.
It's always good when cookies aren't on your list. Come off the board. All right, we're back to Catman with back-to-back picks. Working with a monster in the first round, Catman.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping somehow Snickerdoodle fell as far as it did, because that was going to be my second pick. You guys all jumping on the Girl Scout cookie train. I was like, yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Let me get chocolate chip cookie and Snickerdoodle. So I see these every holiday season, sort of. I didn't really know what the name of the cookie was I was looking up, doing some research.
I hate this fact.
But I'm going peanut butter blossoms.
Yeah.
My second pick. They're homemade. I've never seen them but it's basically like a sugar cookie with a Hershey's Kiss right in the middle.
They're legit my favorite.
Peanut butter with a Hershey Kiss in the middle.
So freaking good.
There's a fatal flaw in the design of it. What is it, bro? We said it before. What's the problem with that cookie?
Because you have to bite the Hershey Kiss. It's too big.
What happens?
You bite it. Who wants to bite a Hershey Kiss?
Right. It jabs you in the roof of your mouth if you try to eat in one bite. Dangerous.
That's true.
Because you pull the Hershey Kiss off first, chew it, and then take a bite of the peanut butter cookie.
I'm trying to disassemble my cookie before I eat it.
Either way, it's chocolate
meant for disassembly.
Delicious.
That's why I went tag along. I hear you, Catman. It's a good
dressing. Yeah, you shave the point off, it would be much better.
You take that bite. You go,
that's a pro tip right there. You take the nib off, and then you develop.
Pick it up by the cookie and bite the nib off the kiss.
And then.
No one then.
Let me see here. I'm just trying to get. And then I got to do it. Pumpkin cookie or pumpkin spice cookie. I guess pumpkin spice cookie.
Did you really just take that?
Pumpkin cookie.
Pumpkin spice cookies. Yeah.
The goods.
They're kind of like pumpkin flavored snickerdoodles a little bit, I guess. I'm not saying that's what it would, but we're just talking about what I'm trying to describe. But
good pick. Back to you, J-Cat.
There's a lot going on right here in my life. So many different ways you can go, right? But I'm about to pull out something that you guys are probably going to that's not a cookie. It's totally a cookie. Says it right on the packaging. One of my favorite things in life. Our little friend, Small Deborah, makes these cosmic snacks that are cookies with caramel and crisp rice. That is a star crunch. And that is a cookie all day long, baby.
I don't know about that.
Thumbs down. This ain't Yogi's neck.
You give five thumbs down, there has to be some sort of penalty.
So it doesn't say cookies on the packaging.
Well, it does say cosmic snack cookie.
I never talked
to them. And there are homemade Star Crunch cookie recipes. Come on, gentlemen. You think I'm going to bring up something this controversial and not have some evidence behind it?
Cookies with caramel and crisp rice.
You can take it because I ain't scared of a Star Crunch.
I don't know. I guess you're right. It says cookies right all over it, but I mean, people are going to be yelling at us. What? Star Crunch is our money.
I was today's years old when I realized that it's a cookie.
It says cookies with crisp rice. That's exactly what it says.
Egg Shen did not grow up with us, but the five of us all associate a Star Crunch with something completely unrelated to a cookie. It won't be said. Maybe the back of someone's neck. We're just going to leave it at that.
Ah, freshman basketball code.
Stop it.
Yes.
I already said it, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Star Crunch. I should text Bomar right now. Is a Star Crunch a cookie? He'd be like,
Star Crunch? There's going to be what's a Star Crunch?
True.
No, he knows snacks. Bo's no snacks.
Snacks on snacks on snacks on snacks.
All right, Birdo. Next pick.
I like to think out loud. I'm on the clock. And there's two picks. I think they both could come back to me, but one might not sneak by Eric. I don't think he's thinking that way. But I'm going to pick a cookie next that is not so much for the flavor, more for the experience. Because I do thoroughly enjoy about a week or so before Christmas with my children making and then decorating, then chomping down on some gingerbread cookies. And it's really about the icing. I just add it's basically 50% icing for me.
Icing, yeah. Like what?
A gingerbread cookie?
I go yeah, take it. See, this yeah, is what me and Eric talked about earlier. The topic of
you're good, Rob, because he picked gingerbread cookie. I don't know. No one else in the world thinks the icing goes on it, so he can talk about icing only once. But
what do you think you decorate it with?
Nothing. It's just a kid.
No, you have to put
you put his little face on there when he's like,
all right. That's fine. Okay, you're right. On it,
face. Mine looks more like a snowman because it's mostly icing, but hey.
You're right. Never mind.
And you put them sprinkles on it.
Nice little snap to it.
Yeah, and you – all right, here's the question. Leg, arm, or head first?
What's head. That always. The captain
gotta be
the
head. Gotta be head.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All day, every day. Shine, third round pick already. Shine, we're at the halfway point of the draft right now.
We are. So, someone took the peanut butter cookie with the Hershey Kiss on top. But the better cookie is the peanut butter cookie with the peanut butter cup in the middle.
I was going to say and, that during my
and
pick.
And to avoid Bobby's reason for hating the first pick, you push the peanut butter cup down into the cookie so that there is no too big. It's just part of the cookie. It is delicious.
What's the name of that cookie, Shine?
Yeah, I would like to know too.
The peanut butter cup cookie.
I don't like it. I don't like what he's doing here, but it's hard to argue against it.
It's a legit cookie. It's not like I just agree. Made this thing up.
No, like, he's not lying. Like, because usually it basically looks like an outer, like the peanut butter cup is like wearing a, like a little jacket that's shaped just like the cup. If you look at him.
Rob, I feel
yeah,
bad
it's,
for Rob.
It's, that well, I feel bad for Rob and Bob.
You can also put M&M's in cookies. You can frost cookies. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happening now
it's a bad beat right now. It's a bad beat.
Yeah,
we're talking basically,
garbage time TV right now.
Same cookie, different topping.
Yeah, the peanut butter cookies, you're now X-ing each other out now, I think. The power of the peanut butter is now not what it once was.
That's why I didn't go with it. Because I'll tell you what.
What's it called, Sean? What's it called?
The peanut butter cup cookie.
Get him, Rob. Get him.
It's in
get him. He's like buried in his phone right now.
I'll bring him to our next get-together. I'll show you.
No, but you can make cookies with just peanut butter cups in them, too. Like chocolate chip cookies, the same dough. Yeah. And you just put it.
Yeah. Like, those are really good.
Those are good, too. Like chocolate chip peanut butter cup. Yeah, I get it.
Terrible.
I mean, chips deluxe with M&M's.
It's different. Either one an extra.
No, but you picked your peanut butter cook.
Whatever. It's
no. He's I'm so mad. Your
I'm
dog.
So mad right now. Like so mad.
I'm blaming you. Smiling. You should be mad.
I hope with every fiber in my being that it's a Dolphins Niners Super Bowl and it's 70-20. And Brock Purdy gets hurt. And Brock Purdy gets like, no, you know what? I don't want to say he gets hurt because I don't want bad karma like coming on me because that's terrible. I don't want to wish injuries on anybody. I want Brock Purdy to play and only like score 20 points. And that's what
and
I
the
that's
Dolphins
what I
will celebrate with peanut butter blossoms. Like
I hope that actually happens and ESPN gets a hold of this podcast and be like, look what was predicted back in September 26th, all because of the cookie draft. And then the pod
the
is
worst. Up.
You know incident. What? And you guys know my stance is.
And I almost said it when I was describing my cookie. I almost said, I was like, or you could put Reese's cups in them. But I didn't want to do that because of what we're doing here. Like,
that would be an Iron Man pick. You'd then be picking two cookies with one pick.
Oh, so you're saying they're the same cookie?
No, I said they're two different cookies. I said you couldn't have added that little. Or you can add a peanut butter cup.
All right, move on. Let's move along.
It's a bad beat. I get it. I feel the frustration coming. I'm gonna keep this thing rolling. I'm gonna go way far away from peanut butter, and I am happy to pick this in the third round. It's probably a fourth or fifth rounder, but it might be low on someone's radar. But this cookie, y'all done messed up. Because as soon as I say the brand name and start describing the bag, you're gonna be like, bro. From back in the day. J-Cat, I'm going to watch your face as I explain this, okay?
I already know what it is. And now I know what it is.
J-Cat, it's a pink bag.
Yeah, I know what it is.
The brand is Stouffer's. And I'm not just talking animal cookies, not the Barnum and Bailey P.T. Barnum Circus in a box cookie. I'm talking the pink iced animal cookies that you would even just lick the icing. Not even, it doesn't even come off. You would just want the flavor of the icing. I'm taking Stouffer's iced animal cookies in the third round.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, oh my gosh. They are so amazing.
Who said that?
Me.
Blossom boy.
It's the same animal too.
Wow, Rob.
It's like all goats. All sheep.
Never. All alpacas.
Alpacas.
Dang it, man.
Iced.
I've seen that bag before.
I'm sending you some right now.
I've never had. You forget I'm the only person in this pod that is not around children daily.
Yeah, man. I'm talking about when I was a kid. I mean,
either way. Like, I, yeah, but I.
I wasn't a kid. Benjamin Button. Rob's getting younger as he goes the next week.
Those go on the fourth shelf where the kids can't get them.
I thought maybe Bobby or J-Cat, it's, I knew it would be on their radar. I was hoping that I got to take it now.
My problem with him is Grant always sees them and wants them, so I'll get them. He'll eat like six of them, and they know he won't touch them again, so I have to eat a whole bag by myself.
There's like 500 good in the problem? Bag, too. It's unbelievable.
And they're like $4. No matter, the inflation has not hit Stouffer's.
It's like Arizona iced tea of cookies.
Walmart, $3.93. That's what it says right in front of me.
It's $4, no matter where you go.
It's unreal. All right, Egg Shen, it's been a while.
He's falling asleep over here.
Yeah. Let's see. I am going to get a homemade because so far I have brand cookies. I'm going to go with the classic sugar cookie.
Mm-hmm. With or without icing?
Me personally, I don't like. I mean, it doesn't matter if it has icing or not. Icing just enhances it, but it doesn't need it.
Sure.
And then I'm going to take it back to something that when I had this in my lunch as a young tot in South Jersey, since I am originally from Jersey, broke this out at lunchtime and everybody, I was the coolest kid and everybody wanted it and it was very expensive. That's what my mom told me. So I can only get it once. And I'm going to take it back and I'm going to get Dunkaroos.
I knew it. He knew he was going to do it. Dunkaroos, baby, on the
You don't just eat.
Dunkaroo.
And the icing had like little beads in it, like little
cans. It's funfetti. It's like funfetti. Yeah.
I would purposely like not eat all the icing.
Yeah. So your
just
last like one can
just last one would just be just with my finger in there and just get it all. Oh yeah. Man. I was the coolest kid for like a week.
Dunkaroos, baby.
That was when I
think they're back. Did they bring them back?
They are back. Yes, they are.
I think they are.
With good reason.
So good.
When Egg described, every single one of us knew.
We knew exactly what was coming out of there.
I forgot. I didn't know. I was completely off my radar.
Only thing it could be. Only thing.
I was blindsided by that pick. Dang. That's a big fourth rounder right now. That'll jump out on the draft board.
Did you always save it for like the last thing to eat out of your lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That was the last thing. And people would try to like barter. They would say, hey, I'll give you, you know,
Lays.
Part of my, you know, my chips, you know, I'll give you my snack pack. I'm like, no, that doesn't equal a Dunkaroo.
A Dunkaroo.
All right. I got, man, there's a lot of good cookies left. I didn't think I'd have this many left. A couple classics left. All right. So there's a controversy with this cookie because there's two cookies that are spelled almost the same, but they're pronounced differently. And there's one that I never even had and don't care about. And there's one I think I always pronounce it wrong. But I'm going to take the one spelled M-A-C-A-R-O-N, not the O-O-N. It's pronounced macarons. And they are little expensive, almost like sandwich-like cookies that are different flavors. They're gourmet. They're meringue-based. And they're just some whatever flavor. They're just so delicious. So I'm going to go with the macarons.
Pinkies up. You have a spot of
macaron.
There. I remember growing. We went to New York a couple I remember getting, I was just like, kept going back to this one place, the macarons. It's just like, you can get so many different flavors. I don't even have a specific one. I just, the buttercream that it's made with, the middle inside. I didn't know. I feel like that's a JCAT pick in the late round. So I wanted to get it before he possibly got it. So I'm going to go macarons.
Man, we just had some of those a little bit ago.
Yeah, they're few and far between. You don't have those often. You know what I mean? So they're like special. No, like, when you get them.
Amy's mom brought them back from like overseas for us. Like she was in, she went to Amsterdam, and that's where she brought them home from.
That's what she brought back?
Yeah.
She didn't bring back what Egg's working on right now? that little cloud.
You eat some nah, bro. It ain't like that.
All right, back to you, Shine.
Shine.
Star Crunch was considered a cookie, correct?
It says cookie on the box. It says
on the box.
All right. So this recipe, homemade cookie, popular in the Northeast, going with the whoopie pie cookie.
Mm-hmm. It's a cookie?
That's a pie.
That's a pie.
It is on list. It's not a cookie. It is on list.
It's a cookie.
Literally in.
Whoopie pie cookie. Look it up.
Recipe. It's called a gob.
It is on. I see it on cookie list, and I don't understand why.
I didn't see it.
It's considered either a cookie, pie, sandwich, or cake.
But not a what's drink.
Rob,
is it a dessert?
A cookie?
Is it a dessert?
Cookie, pie, what? A cookie?
No, I'm saying there's 15 things it can be considered as, Shine. That's what I'm saying.
Also is considered one of a sandwich. So I'm downvoting whoopie pie.
I want to keep it.
As a cookie.
So I don't even take my next pick.
Let's vote.
No, let him keep it. Let him keep it.
It's not a cookie.
That trash.
It is a
trash
cookie.
Pick.
In the case.
Let him keep that trash pick.
Dude, whoopie pumpkin pie whoopie pies trash. Are off the chains.
Trash, you're just mad.
Spirit of the draft, I would give it a thumbs down. It's not a cookie.
I'm not mad, because if we're picking whoopie pies, I got something that's even hot
look, y'all.
And more fire.
Oh, see, now we're going to jump the shark. We're jumping the shark.
We're all over the place.
In the conversation.
I'm that picking
the cookie description more than a whoopie pie. It's a pie.
Look, in the last draft, we were drafting best days of the year, and somehow the day of our life that we get our driver's license flew through without a single question asked.
It was never specifically mentioned best days of the year. It was pitched as best days.
No, it was not.
It can't be unwritten rules.
And shame on all of – well, yeah, never mind.
Eggshen, I apologize that you were seeing family squabbles right now.
No, because like last draft, when I was listening to the podcast, I was laughing the entire time because I was just picturing this.
You could feel Rob's seething. Yeah. I get it. Well,
what side are you on, Egg Shen?
I want to know now.
I could see his point, though. Yeah, I could see his point. Too.
And this is why you're wrong. You're right about milkshakes. You're wrong.
I'm one for one.
All right. So Shine drafted what?
Whoopie pie cookie.
Whoopie pie. Whoopie pie cookie. I'm definitely not typing whoopie pie cookie. We'll go back to Birdo. Whoopie pies.
Do you think people will see that and say, that's not a cookie? I'm not voting for his team.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
Probably. Hopefully. But who knows?
Could bring him to win.
You know, in the war room in draft day, like they're calling each other. Asking information. If you allow this, I just have a question for Rob and Jacob. Did your grandmother make cookies often? Because that will influence my next pick if they did or did not.
Yeah, my grandmother did.
I would have stayed
often.
Don't help him out here. I know where.
But did Bo Callahan eat cookies at his 21st birthday where none of his teammates showed up to the bar?
Bro, do you think there's any shot that Jake or Rob are picking what I want, or I let it slide to the fifth round?
Honestly, there's no chance, but right. I would say draft it now.
I'm gambling. No, I'm gonna gamble. I'm gonna let it slide because it doesn't have the name recognition as this Nest cookie, which I don't really even like, but people love it. And if it's available, I guess I would eat it just because. This is against everything in me, but I'm taking an oatmeal raisin cookie.
You know, I feel like it's not something that people want right away, but when they have one, they're like,
I feel like raisin cookies are awesome.
Yeah.
I like them. Yeah.
Bobby, you want to know the funny part is if Whoopie Pie didn't get the X, that's where it was going.
I knew it. That's why I said let me keep the Whoopie Pie. I knew you were thinking that. Because you love an oatmeal cream pie. I'm surprised you didn't try to pick that.
Well, that's not
that's what I thought he was going to pick.
That's a dessert.
That's why when he said something about a cook. No. Oh, my God. Oatmeal cream pie. Whoopie Pie. One's a cookie and one's not.
My next pick is going to be the oatmeal cream pie cookie.
He's looking at the packaging online right now to see what it says.
He is. I swore that's what he was going to pick. All right, J-Cab, we're back to you.
I'm wondering if I should go a traditional German-style holiday cookie.
This is all J-Cab's fault. Start with the star crunch.
It would start with my...
That's why all I gave it the thumbs up, because I had Whoopie Pie.
Says it on the box. Says it's a cookie. Well, the whole thing was, if you guys... deny that there are Star Crunch cookie recipes, like homemade ones. So I just would have went with that. So
no, either it makes way. Sense.
I got no votes for it. But
okay. I just like I was picturing myself eating them, and then I was like, wait a second, it's a cookie. Like it was it's like, yeah,
yeah. When it dawned on me today, when I was driving back from Bryn Mawr, PA, I was like, Star Crunch is a cookie.
Like, yes. PA?
All right. Definitely not trapped in stolen balls. Sorry, that's a German cookie. I'm just sorry.
Oh, right. Like stolen? Like S-T-O, yeah. Like L-L?
Yeah, there you go, yeah. So, all right, so I had these this next cookie for the first time last year. We do a cookie exchange contest, and these cookies won hands down. It's the greatest Christmas-style like cookie I've ever had. They're called... chocolate caramel thumbprints, and what they are is a chocolate based cookie, right, with caramel. You put like a caramel dot in the middle of them, sprinkle on chocolate chocolate syrup, sauce, whatever, and then roll them in pecans. They're called chocolate caramel thumbprints. They are amazing. They are chocolatey, they're chewy, they're just a great alternative to like your regular peanut butter cookies that you get all the time, your chocolate chip stuff. It's just, these are like, it's like almost like candy, but it's a cookie base and it's great. So look them up, guys. They're amazing.
J-Cat. So if we were getting down to scraps, I like put one on my list that I never have, but it's gotta be delicious. There's a Girl Scout cookie. I don't think anyone's going to pick this, but they're called Adventurefuls. I guess it's one of the new ones. It's like exactly what you described, except the last part, what do you say, pralines or whatever, pecans? Like a brownie based cookie with a caramel like thumbprint with like chocolate syrup just on top. I was like, it's got to be delicious.
It's definitely what they're based off of. Like these things, like I said, I'd never had one before, but last year, like they just blew up out of I was just like, yes, it reminds me of eating like a Rolo almost.
Nice. Rolo's are the goods. All right. Catman, you got your last two picks coming off the backs of the chocolate caramel thumbprints.
All right, so we're getting wild, right?
I hope not.
I'm taking Brookies.
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
It's a brownie and a cookie.
It's a brownie and a cookie. It's literally in the name.
Yeah.
Check the chat. That's... I sent the definition of what it is.
Check the chat.
There's no chat. Oh, I agree. It's the goods. I was going to have it. It's my fifth rounder.
It's a bar cookie. A piece of cake is eaten with a fork. A cookie is finger food. Brownies are made into a pan, cut into individual portions, and are most often eaten with hands, not forks, placing them squarely in the cookie camp. Brookies.
I agree. It's a great cookie.
Deal with that. Deal with that. Bobby, I understand you're upset, but it's what I got to do right now.
You're muted, Bobby.
You're muted, Birdo.
Look at my list at the bottom. By itself, Brookie, because I'm like...
Right above it, shortbread. I don't know if you didn't see it. Yeah, Brookies, get them at Lydia's, Grab and Go Bistro, Rehoboth, so Baltimore Avenue.
They're banging. Goods. I wanted the last one that day we were there, and I left without it.
Messed up.
And then for my last one, I kind of going wild card here. I have two, right? Sorry, yeah. I got a bunch of stuff going on. Ah, man.
Dolphins just scored again.
I know, right? About to. Man, I don't want to – I feel like no one knows what these are, so I don't want to pick them. But I got to go with something a little more mainstream. You ever had a Nutella cookie?
Yeah.
They are banging. J-Cat?
Are they, the chocolate ones with a Nutella in the middle of it. It's like a molten center.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a chocolate cookie with like with Nutella in it, or like a
Nutella. And like chocolate chunks.
Yeah.
They're basically known as like Nutella cookies. Not to be confused with the Nutella biscuit. Nutella cookie. You can make them homemade, but Nutella cookie. I don't think they sell like Nutella cookies.
Yeah,
Nutella cookie.
All right. J-Cat, back to you already. Last pick.
Yeah. I'm torn between a homemade, almost like waffle-like cookie, and another friend of me.
Go with your friend.
All right. I love these. These are great. Around Christmas time, a lot of times you'll see them because it's a red velvet cookie base. So it's chocolate with red in it, and it has white chocolate chips. So the red velvet white chocolate chip cookie, when they're all nice and soft and everything like that, man, that's just a solid good cookie, man.
Limited red velvet, same type of cookie you're talking about, a couple months ago. It was delicious. I only had two while they're in stores.
Yeah, the red velvet, white chocolate, man.
Jimmy John's.
It gets it done.
Fire.
All right. Birdo?
I'm not surprised this came to me. I don't know if anyone's even going to really know what this is by the name, but my grandmother, my mom, made these cookies every Christmas, and I would go hard. I could eat 40 of them. And I guess there's like a special way you make them through like a cookie press. They come in different shapes, different toppings, like sprinkles. You might dip it in chocolate. They're called Spritz cookies.
Mm-hmm. And
they look like this.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. Her kitchen and like her like family rooms like split by like a bar sort of, but like it was see through like a open area, and they would be on the corner, and every time I walked by there, it was like, take a cookie. You walk past it and walk back 55 times a day, and every time there was a cookie in my hand. Spritz cookies. Bro, I don't know if you know this, but I actually have the container that she always put them in, and I use it for cookies now.
The question is, does anybody else's grandmother, what did they use in the container to keep the cookies fresh?
A piece of white bread.
Yep.
That is correct. It was rock hard.
Soaked up all the moisture from the cookies because it's not as dense, and that like kept the cookies nice and soft.
It worked.
Yeah, I thought there was like a. I know the gun is what you're talking about, but I thought there was like an 80s like high tech version of that was similar to the spray. I googled it, but I couldn't find it. But I saw the cookies. I know exactly what I've had these. Yeah.
All right, Shine, fifth pick.
I'm torn between two. I would go with one. It's gonna send Rob through the wall.
No, do it, do it.
The Nutella cookie with peanut butter.
With peanut butter, yeah.
Nah,
cookies with peanut butter.
It is. I mean, it's the same, just different. He took the homemade chocolate chip cookie. But there's another chocolate chip cookie out there that's not homemade.
Of course, there is.
That is super good. Again, kill a row with ease. And that's the Chips Ahoy Chewy Chocolate Cookie.
Whack. Red. We all agree that Chewy Chips Ahoy kicks the shit out of original Chips Ahoy. Like, it really does. It's like, eat that white dog turd. Like, that's how bad it kicks the back.
They always feel like they're not done all the way sometimes.
Yeah.
They're real greasy.
I don't like them anymore.
I would 100% take the homemade over a Chewy Chips Ahoy chocolate chip. 100%. But for a fifth round pick, it's sitting there. I'm going with it.
Chips Ahoy. Left, Shine.
What?
Yes, there's a lot of good cookies left, and you're just piggybacking off of Rob's whole team.
I still have like 25 cookies. I got a lot.
Not many, but dang.
Shine is Rob's JV team. Rob's varsity. Shine is JV.
I guess we'll find out.
Like you made the B team.
Go back to hell and ball.
I'll tell you one thing. There's two cookies sitting there, and one's a peanut butter cup cookie, and the other has a Hershey Kiss in the middle. I know which one I'm taking.
Both got jagged edges, jagged points. So before I make my pick, I'm not going to pick this one, but I hope. It would just be like perfection if Egg Shen finish the draft with a certain cookie?
It won't be.
It won't be?
It won't be.
Okay.
I'm picking something so far off the board.
Okay. That you might, one might not even think of it as a cookie, even though it's in the name. And there might be a little treasure inside. That's what I was hoping you'd pick for the final pick. But whatever. It could be an honorable mention. But so I am also torn because when Jake, I had two on my list. And then when J-Cat started talking about this homemade and he said something and it reminded me of, and I know I have a peanut butter and chocolate cookie, but, and then when J-Cat said Christmas, I was like, whoa. Now, this might not be a fan favorite with Dilts because of how much he hates this football team, but a chocolate peanut butter Buckeye with the Rice Krispies in it.
No, it's not a cookie.
Like a I looked it up. It's definitely a cookie.
No way.
It is money.
Money, not a cookie.
Buckeye cookies, origin. Buckeye cookies, creamy peanut butter, chocolate chips, sugar, vanilla. What are Buckeye cookies made of? Fudgy, chewy, brownie. Actually, that's a little different looking, but Buckeye cookies are a chocolate peanut butter cookie. But I will leave it up to the vote. So if anyone else wants to agree, it's like a little ball with Rice Krispies and chocolate and peanut butter.
Wait a minute. There's Buckeyes and there are Buckeye cookies. You're talking about the Buckeyes.
All right.
They're amazing. They're the best treat, one of the best treats possible, but they're not a cookie.
All right. No, I'll switch it up. All right. I could go another like snack favorite, like from in your lunchbox that you had. A lot of different flavors, though. I don't really have a specific flavor. I'm going to go with.
Stop. I'm like Googling Buckeye cookies. I've never had a Buckeye cookie.
Me neither.
But that's why I don't legit, want to draft it. It's a legit cookie. And I need one. Like,
you need the Buckeyes, like the ball ones. They're unbelievable.
They are unbelievable. I've had those. But when you said Buckeye cookie, I started Googling it. And it looks
really good. Oh my God. It's like a fudgy brownie cookie. But alas, my pick, local bakery, Italian cookies. There's a lot of good Italian cookies. But I'm going to go with the ricotta cookie from Touch of Italy. They are delicious. It's light. It's good. It's a good cookie. So fifth rounder, I'm going to go with the ricotta cookie.
Good palate cleanser at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Last but not least, we have Egg Shen with the last pick in the cookies draft.
I'm going far off the board. I know it's one of my favorites. You might have seen them, might have had them. I actually have some. I went to the local Asian market and got some. They are called the Meiji Hello Pandas, and they are a small cookie with a panda that is penciled on, painted on, and on the inside,
the white noise
is chocolate. Oh. They are delicious. Uh-huh. They usually come in like a tube, like a cardboard tube, and they are delicious. They're a favorite snack of mine from Japan. I had these, and when I found out that we're doing a cookie draft, I had to pick it. Even though I know it probably won't get picks or any type of votes, it is a favorite cookie of mine.
They're Hello Pandas.
What is it called?
I thought you said Yellow Pandas at first.
Hello Panda.
Hello Panda.
Want me to do some?
They're little panda faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Nice. Before we wrap up the cookies draft, we're going to go through and do some honorable mentions. Got three cookie picks. Just kind of rattle them off. Start with Egg Shen. We'll go backwards all the way to Catman.
I was wondering about this one. I know it's popular with the older crowd, but it's not one of mine. But got to mention the Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
Also wanted to mention Nilla Wafers. That was a favorite of my grandmother's.
Yeah.
And also, I know everybody knows what this is. It's the Royal Dansk Danish Butter Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the blue tin that everybody thinks is the cookie. But when you open it up, what's inside? Buttons, thread, and needles.
Or like 10 pounds of nuts and bolts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not what you think it is, ever.
You had to put it in as an honorable mention.
That zigzag paper like that would like keep it fresh. Like, I don't know what you call that. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Teddy Grahams. I don't have a specific flavor, but Teddy Grahams were delicious. Chocolate chip, cinnamon. Oreos were picked, but one of my favorites is the fudge-covered Oreos, but not just the fudge-covered mint Oreos. Love those. They're really good. And my last one, I'll go, since Egg didn't mention it, but I was hoping he would pick the fortune cookie, just because get a little lucky numbers and a little fortune for you, maybe a proverb or two.
Fortune forecast, lucky numbers.
If Rob, the cookie's fortune. Shine.
My three, if I didn't go with the Chips Ahoy chewy chocolate chip, I was going to go with the chocolate chip homemade cookie. The chocolate chip. It's a chocolate chip,
man.
Oh, the chocolate one. I got you. I thought you were just like extra chips or something. Like,
No.
The homemade chocolate chip cookies with extra chocolate chips.
Ginger snaps are an underrated delight.
Molasses, maybe.
Shine, have you ever had the ones from Trader Joe's? They're called triple ginger snaps.
Anything from Trader Joe's.
They're unreal, man. You can go through a whole like case of those things.
Why don't we have one of those around here yet? We have everything else.
We need one.
Do that after Pizza Villa.
Okay.
I'll go with the oatmeal peanut butter homemade cookie.
Would you say oatmeal peanut butter?
Yes.
Didn't. Yeah, oatmeal cookies with peanut butter chips. Is that the ones we're talking about?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. They're delicious.
Alberto?
You might not know by the name. A Loft House cookie is like a sugar cookie with icing on it. It's like basically what's at every bakery and every grocery store. Like the ones in like the plastic container.
The icing?
Yeah, like super soft.
Yeah.
Icing, super thick. Like them. And the Keebler Chips Deluxe, just like a chocolate chip cookie with M&Ms. Dope.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the key to eating a black and white cookie is that you want to get some black, some white in each bite. Nothing mixes better than vanilla and chocolate. And yet somehow racial harmony eludes us. If people would just look to the cookie, all of our problems would be solved. The black and white cookie.
Amen to that, man.
I had that too.
Yeah. I like the ones from Walmart. They're like huge and they come in like a pack of like 12 or whatever. Pretty good.
I never had them other than like a giant like bakery one.
Yep.
J-Cat?
So I've mentioned this on the pod before. It was in the Dover Mall. I think it was like the American Cookie Company, and then Mrs. Fields took it over or whatever, or Original Cookie Co. or something like that. They had a soft bake peanut butter cookie cup filled with chocolate ganache. It was almost too much, like just sweetness and chocolate. Wasn't going to pick it on this, but I had to mention it because I always would beg my mom and stepdad if we could go there and get one. And then I'd be sick to my stomach the whole ride home because it was just wonderful, but it's just too much. Another shout out, one of my favorites from back in the day when I was a little dude, EL fudge cookies were always great, man. Yeah. Like just the sandwich cookies, you gotta love them.
The amount of detail in that at Elf is like,
it was crazy, right? It's like, how do they do this all in that little tiny tree? And then the last thing, my grandmother had family who lived up in like the Amish country in Pennsylvania. And we went up there one summer. We spent like 2 weeks up there. And I think it was like my grandmother's cousin, but like cousin, like fourth removed, but we stayed with them and they consider family and stuff like that. But she made these Amish style sugar cookies with raisins. The sugar cookie was as big as your head and had raisins in it. And it was soft, and every night before I went to bed, I got to have a sugar cookie and cold milk, and it was great. Like, when she first brought them out, I was like, this is going to be terrible. Those were some of the greatest cookies I've ever had, man. They were so good. I was like, man, I'm a believer now. So they're Amish-style sugar cookies with raisins.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to pick this high. It's probably my favorite cookie overall, a Monster cookie. I don't know if you guys have ever had those. They're like peanut butter, chocolate chip, and M&Ms and oats and brown sugar or cookie dough. Like, they're just phenomenal. Yeah. Like, we'll call them monster cookies or mutant cookies. Autumn will make them for people all the time, and like, they don't last. they're at, like, there's a plate or a tray, it's gone, like, usually within a setting. So I just didn't think people would know what they were. I don't know why, but that's why I didn't pick it. Girl Scout cookies, lemonades. They're like, it's like a shortbread cookie with like an iced lemon backing on it. You put them in the fridge. I'm not big on the fridge freezer stuff either, but they're just like real refreshing and they taste good. And then sugar wafers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like take it down like all the way. Like,
which flavor, Catman? Vanilla, strawberry?
Vanilla.
No, you don't like strawberry.
No, I don't like strawberry.
Chocolate ones were weird.
Yeah. Vanilla all day.
Vanilla or strawberry. Yeah. Those were good wafers. All right, that was the cookie draft. I think we did a pretty good job. I feel like there will be a lot that the listeners will have to say, what we should have voted, what we should have drafted. Before we get to our listener questions, we're going to do a quick stop at the Corner Cafe. J-Cat, what do you got for us this week?
This is short and simple. The aforementioned 12-hour binge drinking session with our boy Delta Fire necessitated me not cooking yesterday evening. Amy went to her cycling class, which happens to be behind Matt's Fish Camp. And I got myself an MFC bowl, which is basically their version of like the KFC bowl. So you've got fresh corn and peas, mashed potatoes, fried chicken chunks, cheddar cheese, and like sawmill gravy on top. Some of the best just comfort food right there. And I needed a lot of comfort. It was great. They always do a good job there. I'm a real big fan of that place, but just, I saw it was on the special on FaceSpace and I was like, I need it. I just sent it to Amy in a text message and a picture of it. So we ended up eating out last night and just the quality of it and just that comfort portion of it was absolutely delicious. Chicken is perfectly fried. It's not overly breaded. It's not overly like saturated with oil. So it's a nice flash fry on there, man. Just really held up well. The gravy is not overly salty, but it has a robust flavor to it. So it doesn't overpower the dish. It does the best thing that it should, which is accompany the dish and gives it just a little bit something else. Mashed potatoes were on point, man. Right amount of cheese. Excellent job on the MFC bowl.
All right. Before we wrap it up, we're going to get to our listener questions. I emailed the guys. Egg, you're going to have to just kind of wing it. So the first question comes from Egg Shen. So Egg Shen asks, what are some of the voting topics that have been vetoed so that we never got to hear an episode on? Does anybody have anything they thought of that like has come up and we were like, nah, it's like not necessarily vetoed. I don't say nothing's been vetoed.
You know which one I want.
Country music?
Yeah.
It hasn't been vetoed.
People I want to punch draft.
It's on the back burner. People we want to punch or fight, whether they're like fictional characters or real people. Yeah, we talked about that.
I just thought of something. We had a discussion about having a dual draft with our significant others and having like man crush draft where you vote draft like that we man crushes, but we thought that might get a little sketchy if like people's feelings got hurt and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like hall pass draft. What else are we talking about?
Anything else you could think of? I have a list.
Done a whole lot of sports, like we mixed it all in to make it like a couple picks instead of just breaking it down into like our favorite basketball players, favorite baseball players, that kind of thing.
I think we mentioned it before. We still want to do sports jerseys, like the best jerseys, but like it's just too hard for the voting. Like the 1976 Milwaukee Brewers, it's like, no one knows what that looks like. So it's just visually, it's just not a good topic, in my opinion. So that's what I really want to push for because there's some sweet jerseys, man.
The reason why I asked that was because I remember one episode someone mentioned, you know, something about anime, and I knew that like you guys don't watch anime, so it would be like a difficult draft to try to put together. So I just thought was like, well, maybe if there's other things.
I
feel like we're all like pretty in tune with pop culture, but like that's one I feel like we all have a blind spot is anime. Like, we just somehow we all just don't. Somehow none of us watch it out of the six of us, which is kind of like we figure one of us would, but.
Somebody was trying to tell me to watch like Attack on Titan. And I was like,
yeah, definitely.
And he was like, that's so good, the storytelling. I'm like, I'll just keep watching Nightmare on Elm Street series right now and I'll be good. Some number six is not streaming anywhere for some reason. I have to like put in my DVD when I get to it. So that's bizarre. But yeah, nothing really gets vetoed. Most people don't have suggestions. So that would be one that we did veto. So good question. Next question. Comes from Dave H. Dave H. asks, what are some of the most exciting ways to gamble? Anybody have a good answer with that? I would say Russian roulette's probably the most exciting. I don't know if any of us dabble in that.
I kind of fill your pants like up gambling, quicker.
So,
yeah, Catman's not a gambler. I don't really gamble enough. I'm too cheap to like throw money away like a couple of weeks in a row. I've been betting $5, $10, but that's about it. I don't have an exciting way.
I know Diltz would say hopping in his car and going to Maryland for 5 minutes and then coming back to his house.
Spinny wheel life for Diltz.
I have an answer for you. It's maybe not the most exciting, but it gives me the biggest like rush. I love playing cards. So if you're playing poker and let's say like Texas Hold'em and the cards are shown and you're sweating like the final, the river and the turn to see like, all right, they can only beat me with like a 7 or an 8, no 7, no 8, no 7, and just waiting. Or like, I need a diamond. Like that moment of waiting for the last two cards when the hands are flipped or even while you're still in the hand, I like that. Like when you know what you need or you know what you don't need to lose to someone else. So
in golfing, I think golfing, putting someone around, not much. Not talking like Michael Jordan stuff here. Just the other day, two weeks ago, Justin and I went and we bet however long the hole was. So if it was like a 500-yard par 5, that hole was $5. If it was a 120-yard par 3, it was $1.20. We're so close. It ended up being, I think, less than $5 either way. But
it's cool.
Just a little added fun to the round.
I do have a little story. Since I grew up in South Jersey, I was literally 10, 15 minutes away from Atlantic City. And living in South Jersey, a lot of my friends became dealers in the casinos. And my one good friend, he'll remain nameless, but he was on the roulette wheel. And he said, dude, just come in, bring like $100 and bet a quadrant. So what he did was he showed us how the wheel was broken down. He said, pick a number and then take four numbers on the front of it, four numbers on the back of it. And I can spin that every time. I just know exactly how to the right speed for the wheel to go and exactly where to release the ball. And I'll get in that quadrant 9 times out of 10. So I said, all right, went in there with a couple of buddies. I acted like I didn't know them. Put $100 down on the inside of the table. Man, I walked out of there with probably about $800. Tipped well. Said, all right, I'll see you guys later. And it was like only like a half hour. It was the greatest night of my life. So yeah, that was
pretty cool. Did you bet the same quadrant every time or no? Just whatever you put it on, he knew to spin it. He could only get it like a certain one.
No, like he said, just pick one number and then four in front of it and four behind it. And he said,
Based on what
you bet, he knows what you're trying to hit. So he was able to spin it every time. Sweet. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
He could take like a quarter of the wheel, that pie of the wheel, and he could get it within that zone.
Yep.
I've heard people say that that's the way they play that game.
Yep.
When they pick like a chunk of the wheel and say, I want these like X amount of numbers.
Mark, if the dealer knows what you're doing, there they can try to help you out.
I like LCR.
Nice.
LCR is fun. Like, it's a good fun drunk like gambling game. You know, I've been a part of some games where you know people are putting 320s up on the board, and you're playing with that, and that gets a little hairier than I really like. But 3 fives is probably my favorite. Everybody's got you know $3-5 bills on there, and let's rock. So that's always good.
It's like no skill involved.
That's how I like it.
Wacky races.
Wacky races. Wacky races are pretty fun too. So
true. Rocky races is insane. Like, your guy will be winning, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, the Slag brothers win, and it's like come in front for no reason. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, they won. It's like, all right. All right. Same guy also asked, what would you do if you won the lottery? Obviously, this could be a pretty long answer. I kind of type up my answers, but does anybody have an answer kind of ready to go? What would you do if you won the lottery? Egg?
I already thought about this numerous times. Basically, what I would do is take enough and invest it. Well, first of all, got to get a financial advisor, lawyer, all that kind of stuff. I would basically, because it's in Delaware, you can remain anonymous. I'd set up a trust. So even if they claim the money, it'll be under the name of the trust. So I can remain completely anonymous. I'd fall off the face of the earth. Nobody would see me, buy a nice piece of land, but I would set up a nice chunk of money so that it would basically just invest in the stock market, and basically like 3 to 8% of like a nice chunk. I mean, I'll just use that as my salary for the rest of my life.
The dream. He really did think about that. He had to hire already.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking more like what would you do with all the money? Like, I obviously would all like put it in investment and whatnot. Yeah. But
I know what I would do.
JCat.
I would ghost ride my company vehicle into the side of the building.
A little. You're gonna dive off the side.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be straight like Ernest Goes to Camp on the golf cart at the end when he's putting the eggs erroneous into heavy machinery. That's me. Don't do it, Ernest. Don't do it. Path of Brain. Know what I mean? So yeah, I've been talking about that for years. I would be like, yep. Here's my resignation.
I mean, I feel like if it was that, you know, $700 million, there's just no way you can spend it all. So I would obviously put a large chunk to myself to the side for whatever. But then I always thought it'd be cool to have, like, let's just say $300 million. And you're like, if your name is saved as a contact in my phone, you are somewhat important to me in whatever way. If your name's in my phone, I just want to go down that list of people and be like, meet me here on this date at this time, no questions asked, and just hand out envelopes, straight cash, homie. Like,
oh, Randy Moss.
There could be $100,000 in one. There could be like $20,000, and like I would have like.
Group, oh, they're not even. They're randomized envelopes.
Group A, because then you can't have people fighting over it. Like certain people will be like, all right, look, everyone, and just start handing out like, or not even. I'm not even be there. Like, everyone take an envelope and don't open it until you get home, and you won't even know it's for me. Just like. So I would do something like that.
Where you just hire someone in like an ALF outfit to like pass them out.
Yeah. That'd be great. Reading from
Gordon Shumway, just like passing out from Mr. Crochet.
Nah, I don't even know if I want to like know it was for me. Just like, could you imagine being like, what? I got to show up at wherever, at whatever. And someone like just handing you an envelope that says, don't open until you get home, and have $40,000 in cash in it. Like, all right.
I picture you like... doing that, like making someone do a scavenger hunt, like having given them a treasure map and like X marks the spot. They have to like actually find where they need to go, not just given the address.
That's awesome.
Make them work for it. No.
Note to self, Bobby tells me to meet him at a certain time. Go.
Midway Palace Multi Theater, Theater 7, Chair 14.
JCat, I mean, meet me at the school bus because you're going to drive me to school.
We meet at the back of Pizza Villa. The lights are off. There's Elvis paintings. No questions asked.
Jukebox is on.
Shine, how about you?
I think you guys pretty much said it. Travel, buy properties in crazy places, invest, all that. Buy a professional sports team, depending on how much I've won. That'd be cool. I'd have to be better than some of those people. Have to be. Mm-hmm.
I said the same thing, quit my job. Like, as much as I like it, like, I wouldn't, it's not necessary at this point. I would expand Lydia's into a restaurant whatever she wanted to do, give her money. I would buy balling houses. Like, I'd probably buy one in Rehoboth just to like stay in Delaware, like somewhere just like, you know, unreal. Florida, Italy, probably just like buy houses, be places. It'd be sweet. Travel, eat everywhere, anywhere. I was like, I'd probably try to visit every state. Like, maybe just make a trip to every state at some point. Possibilities are endless. 100% go to the Super Bowl every year, NBA Finals, Final Four, Game Sevens, all major sporting events. I would be there like front row. I'd be that like that dude, that Raptors fan that like he's always there, you know, Jack Nicholson courtside, like any of that stuff. I would be there. That's travel, eat, and sports. That's all I pretty much care about.
Eagles, man. You just wear like an Eagles jersey, everything, everywhere you go.
Yeah, man. How about you?
I mean, I think everybody said it, but I mean, condominiums. Condominiums. Private planes everywhere.
That's how you lose that fortune, boy. Those private jets get people hemmed up.
Fly. I mean, I would just dabble. You know what I mean? I'd be like, Jason, come pick me up. I'm landing in Georgetown.
Helicopter. All right. Now, last question from Dave H. He also asked, and it's probably been pretty short, but who do you eat first if it was an apocalypse? Again, another apocalyptic question. Who would you eat first? I'll start.
Out of each other?
I don't know. I didn't specify. I didn't take it that way, but maybe I can't wait to see if you guys took it that way. I just said probably if I had to eat somebody, assuming that like all the animals were dead and like we had to resort to cannibalism, I'd probably eat like a stranger that was like already cooked. Like I'm not trying to be the one to like prepare the meat and stuff. So like if someone's like, oh, I got some like leg over here, like leg of
some
a man.
Sweetbreads.
I just like tender vittles. I was like, I wasn't planning on eating anybody. So if anyone has another answer, J-Cat.
Based on Shine's loadout from last week, I'm eating him first because he's not surviving very long. So we're going to take that rump roast and get rolling. So.
He's going to be a rum ham, the rum Shine.
Yeah, I need some sweatpants and a nine.
Scissors, chapstick.
Yeah, so that's who I'm eating first.
Oh, Gobstopper.
Yeah, I'm going to follow him around.
Rocky DVDs.
Yeah. I was thinking Rob because he's been so salty lately.
Ooh.
Yeah, but salt I'm not, pork.
I mean,
Kevin's lean.
Bo would be probably really lean and not a lot of meat on those bones. So
gristly. He's probably gristly. Tough.
Bo's gamey.
Gamey he is.
I'm not eating anybody. It ain't happening. It ain't happening.
Be a vegan.
I'll die before I eat people.
Like the soccer team in Alive.
You don't know, man. When your back is against the wall, you don't know.
What am I trying to survive for? To eat more people? No thanks.
You might find out we are delicious.
All right. Kelly W. asks, do you wear wigs?
Yes.
No.
Rob unveiled his hat, a nice shiny bald head. Yeah, none of us wear wigs. I'm not sure if she knows who we are or what we look like, but no, we don't wear wigs. And the last question from Adam W. Which member of Bone Thugs and Harmony has the best name? If you didn't care to look up the names, I have the names for you. Is it Busy Bone, Crazy Bone, Lazy Bone, Wish Bone, or Flesh and Bone? Shine. Which is the best Bone Thugs and Harmony group member name? Not the best rapper.
Definitely going with the B-I-Z-Z-Y, Busy Bone.
J-Cat?
Since that was taken, I'm going to go with Wishbone, because not only is he part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony, he was also an American television series that starred Jack Russell Terrier.
That was my answer, Wishbone, because it makes me think of the dog, Wishbone. He had like a Robin Hood hat, like a vest.
Yeah.
So,
Wishbone. Show.
Egg Shen?
I'd have to probably go with Lazy Bone. It just seems like a...
Egg, do you know how it's spelled? How do you spell Lazy Bone?
Isn't it like L-A-Y-Z?
Like Lazy Boy?
First part was right. Like Lazy Boy.
L-A-Y-Z-I-E, but that's pretty close.
Wow.
I don't know. I never looked it up. I just listened to it.
What a rough step bump.
The correct answer is Busy, but I'm gonna go Flesh and Bone because he's got the tax in there. Like, yeah, it's great.
He was a DJ, right? Like, he didn't really rap, I don't think. Flesh and Bone.
And Shatasha.
I want to pick Uncle Charles.
Uncle Charles.
That's Uncle Busy, Charles, the one who's like, I wish my uncle. The one who like sang was Busy Bone.
Get busy living or get busy bone dying.
All right. Well, that was the Cookies Draft. Listeners' questions for another week. Wrapping up episode 56. 56. Closing thoughts on the episode. As always, we start with the Catman.
Cookies are awesome. Pick peanut butter blossoms, please. Because I got skunked again. So I'm hoping the rest of my team is good. So, yeah.
Shine.
I was just thinking for all the kids that do listen to the podcast, we'll hope that Santa makes his vote known so that we know which cookies to put out for him this year. As we get into Christmas season, it's just about a month away, 2 months.
It's like exactly.
I think I saw some Christmas yesterday. Stuff though in Walgreens recently.
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah.
Sure. Egg.
Yeah, I like cookies, so I feel like I wasn't an expert, but I'm well versed in different types of cookies. My team is decent. Hopefully, I'll probably get last again. Let's be honest.
Self-reflection, dude. You never know. The Dunkaroos in the fourth round is a
Dunkaroos
big one.
Is a solid friggin' pick, man.
Doesn't matter what else you have. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not saying the rest of your picks are bad, but we never know. J-Cat?
Overall, I like my team. I know some people might be mad about the Star Crunch thing, but it's a cookie. It's clearly a cookie. My freshman year of high school, I lived on Star Crunch and Allsport, it seemed like. So,
we've heard come about back. It. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, you know, so it's good. So hopefully I do a little bit better. Fun draft. Like I said, we all dabble in the confectionery arts, it seems, whether that's eating or baking. Leave you guys with a tip around the holidays. A Neiman Marcus chocolate chip cookie. The secret is espresso powder. Espresso will bring out the chocolate in a chocolate chip cookie and really makes it pop. So if you're willing to do it, put a little, about a half teaspoon to teaspoon, depending on how big of a batch you're making, of espresso powder in your chocolate chip cookies. You won't be mad.
Just for the listeners, Rob sent a message in the group chat. Is a brownie considered a cookie? And he said the definition. And of all people, Mr. Outer Banks just chimed in, a brownie is not a cookie. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I would like to say these teams are stacked, man. There's at least 2 to 3 solid cookies on each team. Obviously, I think my team is banging, but, you know, the voters are going to vote for their team. Vote for the best team. There's the goods. Birdo?
Some drafts, I have a pretty solid game plan with what I want to do. Some drafts, I wing it the whole time. I was not sure what to do with this draft at all. And looking at my team, I think it's well-rounded. And I'm looking for a podium finish. I would be pleased with a podium finish. And if you put my 5 cookies on any platter at any get-together, I think it would be universally devoured. So I'm happy with my team. And my verse for this episode is 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
I wanted the flex right now for Shine. We say Iron Man pick because I wanted to pick Iron Man in the superheroes draft, but really it's a Spider-Man pick because I tried to pick Spider-Man to get all of his superpowers. We've been saying the wrong thing for a long time.
Well, so you tried to pick Spider-Man, and then you tried to pick Iron Man. You tried to pick both.
Well, the draft was a superpower draft, and I wanted Spider-Man superpowers, trying to get multiple superpowers. The Iron Man pick, you just claim he wasn't a superhero. So
I wish Eric could use his magical editing powers to now insert the words directly from your mouth into this podcast on that pick.
What clip?
So we can all hear again what you tried to do.
I tried to get multiple powers with one pick.
Yeah, he tried to. He's saying what he did. He's
Father's Day pick, kid. And it's Rob. Rob wants the power of flight. I'm going to have the power of flight plus weapons plus computer telling me everything. I want Iron Man's suit. That superpower would be unbelievable. Super strength and flight and weapons and all the technology you could possibly need literally in your face. And it comes on and off in the snap of a finger. You can literally, Tony Stark.
Does that count?
Question is that a superpower?
That is not
That's just technology. It's not a superpower.
So we're not calling Iron Man a superhero.
I think
he's a superhero. He doesn't have superpowers.
Now, there is something that he does that is considered a superpower within the comic book world. And we'll get to that later when I pick.
So we could say, I could say I'll have Tony Stark's brain power in order to then make the Iron Man suit to then fly and have super strength and have.
There you go. All right. It's called Omni Fabrication, is what it's called.
I called it super intelligence. Omni Fabrication.
I want Iron Man's suit.
Controversy.
Back-to-back picks is tough because I don't have much time to think, or do I know what's going to come to me when it's available. I'm going to pick the ability of being bitten by a radioactive spider and giving me incredible senses to predict things that are about to happen. I have agility, crazy strength. I heal. Basically can't really get – I mean, I get beat up, but I kind of get better quickly. And I have these awesome webs – that basically means I can fly without flying.
You can't have 17 powers.
That's not a power.
I can't be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
has multiple powers. Pick one thing from Spider-Man. What? Getting bitten by a spider isn't a superpower. It happens to everybody.
Give
him
that. That's what he
bet. Well, yeah, that's your
pick. Yeah, so like,
and you can heal yourself, so it's okay.
I was starting to get behind Jesus slinging webs.